Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Radio Creative Orange County, interviews with Orange County's women creative stars. I'm Susan, and I'm your host. In honor of International Women's Day 2017 and the theme Be Bold for Change, Radio Creative Orange County decided to go bold for the next year, and we're going to bring to life through engaging conversations Orange County's most interesting women, our women creative stars. And joining me today to continue these new conversations with those interesting women is Amy Fox of Gallery de Fox. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show today.
Oh, I'm so honored to have you. And so let's talk about Amy and Gallery de Fox. You know, why, where, how, when? Those five big questions.
Well, it's a bit of a story. Actually, my husband and I moved to downtown Santa Ana in the summer of 2015, and we purchased one of the live-work lofts downtown, and ours is actually located right in the artist village of downtown Santa Ana. And when we purchased, we didn't really know what we were going to do with the work part of the live work loft. But after a couple months of being in downtown Santa Ana in the artist village, we realized that the art walk that is here once a month on every first Saturday is such a wonderful community event, and that we would be silly not to utilize our space to participate in that event. So after living here for a couple years, months, we decided, well, let's, you know, open a gallery and participate in the wonderful thing that is the Downtown Santa Ana Art Walk once a month. So we were driving to Mammoth. It was late at night, and I told my husband, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to go ahead and do this. And I searched domain names and purchased a galleriedefox.com and designed a logo on my iPad while driving to Mammoth. And that is kind of where we started. And so the why would be because we wanted to be a part of this great community event and other events too down here in the artist village that allow us to participate and be a part of something that makes us feel good. So that's
there a particular
how it kind of
focus
came about.
Then for the gallery?
Particular focus?
Yes.
Well, it's funny you asked that question, because that's what someone asked me our second month of interviewing artists who have solo exhibitions, and I was confused. My background in the art industry is minimal. I did want to go to art school a long time ago, and I didn't, but I was confused because I thought, well, why do I have to have one point of interest for the gallery? I didn't want to close it off to anyone, I guess. And so Therefore our shows are of variety, and we any mediums. So we're kind of just a part of the community so we can help other artists with opportunity and exposure.
And what kind of shows have you done so far, and the artists that you've showcased?
Well, so far we opened in October of 2015, and since then we've done 14 shows, 11 solo exhibitions. Four of those solo exhibitions were photography, and then the other seven were painters. Two of the shows were specialty shows, and then one was a group show of just only downtown Santa Ana local artists, which was really fun because the five artists that were involved in that group show did bring a different sense to the gallery as far as community and bringing more people into the space and sharing the space with others.
Now, are you on the lookout for artists, and that's how a show would come about, or do artists contact you and say, and you make a time to kind of, you know, see their work and see whether it's something that you would like to showcase in the gallery? Is it kind of this kind of two-way, or, you know, how do the shows come about and the artists that you showcase?
Yeah, it is kind of two-way. We do get a lot of inquiries for people wanting to be in the space. I probably get anywhere between 1 and 5 a week. They just email asking about details and what would have to happen in order to have a show. And on my website, I do request that people, you know, provide a little bit about themselves and why they would want to have a show here, and then include some examples of their pieces. And a couple things that I use to determine, you know, if we do want to have artists here is, you know, drive and enthusiasm. I had a couple people that emailed me a few times, and I wasn't ready to commit to another show yet, because this is actually, running the gallery is my third job / hobby. I actually have 2 other jobs to pay the bills. This one artist emailed me a few times, and I thought to myself, well, he really wants to do it. So Amy, just buckle down and give him the opportunity, because he wants it. And so there are a few criteria that I look at in order to, before I book an artist. But I do get a lot of people.
Shows up for a certain period of time, or, you know, just for the first Saturday art walk, or is it like, a month-long kind of perspective?
You know, it varies, and it has evolved since we opened. Sometimes, usually it's just a solo exhibition for one artist for the entire month. So the main opening evening is the art walk, and they get a couple select days throughout the remainder of the month, and then a closing show. So it's more than just one day. We like to offer the opportunity for them to be open other days as well, in case some people can't make it to the art walk. But then I have had instances where, for example, last year, my artist, Sapira, she just was a lovely person to work with, and not say the others weren't, but her work did really well, and I wanted to leave it open for another month. So I allowed her 2 months. Same with my November, December artist, and then my upcoming May and June of this year will be also 2 months. But typically it is just 1 month.
Okay. And so other than, say, like Art Walk, when there's kind of this collective open house, can someone contact you and have an appointment to come by the gallery, or, how does that work? Because it is live work too. And as you said, you're kind of committed with some other positions too besides the gallery.
Yeah, you know, I always appreciate people emailing me and asking if they can get an appointment for an interview or just to discuss opportunities. So, yes, they can stop by and chit-chat, absolutely, if we're open. We don't have regular business hours yet. I am hoping one day I will be able to run this gallery as my number one job that pays the bills.
Okay.
I have to work a little harder to get there, so...
That's a terrific goal, Amy. Now, is your husband involved, with the decisions about the gallery, or is he's kind of just your right-hand man there?
Well, he has recently, within the last few months, become more involved than before, and I really appreciate it, because it's a little overwhelming for me to handle on my own. So when he offers to step in and he's excited about it, it just makes my day, you know. And so it's been fun for him to become more involved the past few months and really get excited about it, as I have been since we've opened. So he's becoming more and more involved, and his input is important to me, and it's just another perspective. And he's in sales, so that helps me a little bit look at it differently. But he is involved. Just I let him be involved just a little bit.
Okay. So you said you wanted to go to art school at one time. What were you interested in at that time? And
well, okay. So that's another. It's kind of, you know, things sometimes come full circle, and I was between colleges. I was at San Diego State for 3 years, and then I was going to study abroad, and that didn't work out. And I then decided that I wanted to go to the Art Institute in Costa Mesa on Sunflower, and I had done the research on my own, and I actually went to an interview to talk to someone about it and the costs and everything. And I was excited. And I was on a trip with my mother and my aunt and a couple other family members, and I explained to them my intent with going to art school, and I was excited, and they shot me down, and they said, you're not going to art school, you're going back to, I guess, I think they said a real college, and to get your degree, you know, and something that you can use, you know, to make money. And I was brokenhearted. I remember bawling, being so upset that I wouldn't be able to pursue that course. However, had I not listened to my mother, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I wouldn't have been able to set up Gallery Day Fox and have had been open for almost 2 years now and dealing with the community if I didn't have the education that I have or the experiences that I had before. So with that said, it come full circle. We purchased this property and we didn't know what we were going to do, and it just happened to be the perfect place for an art gallery. So it's almost incredible how it all came around, because without that education that I was encouraged to get, I wouldn't have been able to be where I am with Gallery Day Fox and having a great time.
You mentioned your mother and aunt, and so are there is there a woman or women that have been inspiring as you've moved through your life and career, or have been an inspiration to you?
Oh, certainly my mother. She is incredible. She has strength, endurance, humility, grace, intelligence, beauty, compassion, and she's such a giving person. She is my father passed away when I was younger, just 2 weeks before my sweet 16, and I have four brothers and sisters. So there was a family of five for her to handle, or I guess six, including herself. And she just did everything she had to do in order to keep food on the table and take care of us. And it was a big struggle for her, but I know obviously she's got through it. And she just, you can't expect her to sit down. She just wants to go and help and be a part of, you know, making things positive. She has more energy than me, and it's quite frustrating because I'm wondering where she gets all her energy. But yes, she certainly is my role. I call her she's a superhero in my eyes.
Oh, how wonderful. What a lovely tribute, Amy, to her. And so along that same lines, you know, what words of wisdom would you have for those young girls out there, maybe like yourself, you know, when you were in college or even before, about kind of pursuing their dream and their goals?
Well, I would certainly encourage anyone out there who is looking forward to a future in the arts or being creative in any way is to just continue doodling every day. Just keep doodling and creating and focusing on where you want to be. And I wish I didn't stop creating when my dreams were kind of crushed at that time. I wish I would have continued to research and gain knowledge on my own, you know, about those things that I was interested in. I just was kind of at a halt there with that decision. But a quote that I've been loving recently is one by Albert Einstein, and this is what I would tell anyone is, no matter what you do, the quote is, try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. So with those dreams that young girls may have of becoming a graphic designer, a beautiful dancer, a painter, musician, is to just make sure that whatever you're doing is to make sure you're influencing others positively. And that is a good focus to have, and just to continue being creative. I try to doodle every day just to kind of let that creativity out.
Wow, okay. Do you have like a journal that you use?
Yeah, you know, I chop up some paper and I just make sure they're at my desk while I'm working, just in case, you know, something comes to mind. And I just always try to keep it there and continue to doodle whenever I get a chance.
So what are some up? We have just a little time left. I've loved talking to Amy and give her kudos for you know, pursuing this dream of having this gallery space. So what are some upcoming events at the gallery that you'd like to tell our listeners about
Well, I'm very excited to announce. Right now, we currently have James C. Gray, his solo exhibition. It's actually my father-in-law who sent his paintings all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, and they'll be here until April 23rd. And then for May and June, I have a commitment from Karen Redding, Dr. Karen Redding. She has lovely photography from sacred spaces in Bhutan, where they measure their success by their gross national happiness index, which is really important to me and keeping positivity in the gallery space. So that will be a great show for May and June. And then in July, this is the first time I'm announcing it, but we are going to have a juried show, and it will be called Canvas. And it's a call for artists, and it's a new variety art show. So stay tuned for more details about that.
Okay, but, and they can get details about these events and the shows on your website. And what would that be, Amy?
GalleryDayFox.com.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Amy for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope all of you come out for the April 1st Art Walk, which is a couple days away in Santa Ana downtown, and stop by Gallery de Fox and say hello to Amy. So thank you again for being on the show and being one of Orange County's most interesting women creative stars.
Thank you so much, Susan. I appreciate it.
Creative Orange County is a think tank at the intersection of culture, commerce, and community in Orange County, California. It's an entity I launched in 2010, and for more information about Creative Orange County, it's www.creativeorangecounty.com, and this show will be up there. And again, thank you, and everybody have a lovely rest of the – what day is it? Thursday. Okay. Until next week. Thanks. Bye.